Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Wherever you listen to me, hey, I ask if you would join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we come on this day to give you glory and honor and praise, to acknowledge that you are the all-wise one and that there is none wiser than thee. Lord, we dare not enter your word without the request of your spirit to accompany us on such a journey as this, that as we go into the word of God, that your spirit will be with us and that your spirit will release in our hearts the revelation, knowledge, and understanding we need. And dear Lord, I pray personally that as I deliver your word today, that you will word in my mouth to rightly divide your word and to give it to your people in such a way that will be pleasing unto you. Dear Lord, we thank you once again for another opportunity this day to proclaim, to broadcast the word of truth to all far and near that is listening to this broadcast. So once again, Lord, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. I want to give this message to you from the Lord this day. And I pray that you will lend me an ear. As Jesus said in the word, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear. And possibly, for those of you who are listening that possibly is a follower of Satan, who performs witchcraft and magic, maybe you was scanning over the internet and you come across this, and you said to yourself, I want to hear what he's got to say. So this message goes to the Christian, to the unbeliever. First of all, as I get ready to give the title of this message, Satan is not all powerful. Now, we acknowledge from the knowledge that is given us from the Word of God that Satan has power. However, the Word of God shows you that he is not all powerful. In fact, if there's one word in the scriptures that signifies all powerful, it's the word omnipotent, which when you read the scripture, is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is not all powerful, people. And the time will come, he is going to be bound for a season. Now, I want to look at the word of the Lord that speaks about this. And tonight, I want to come with three witnesses to you, one from each one of the books. Amen. Who is to speak to you to proclaim this. For the title of the message is Satan Will Be Bound for a Season. Satan will be bound for a season. Now we know that the very end result of Satan, he'll be cast into the lake of fire brimstone forever. But before that time, he is going to be bound for a season. Amen. And the first witness I want to bring to you is the Elijah, the angel of the Lord, the resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah that is for to come, the same one that Jesus told us will come and restore all things. He told us in Matthew, Mark even records this, and we're told by Malachi that the Lord would send him before the second coming of Christ. He is the witness of the Lord Jesus giving his commandments, his doctrines, his injunctions, his statutes, his judgments, his plan to man. And this is what is in one of the messages that the Lord had him to bring. In fact, this message is referred to as message four, or the fourth message, sent out November 16, 1927. And the message reads in one of the scriptures, the time has come that the words he gave, who gave, Jesus gave, to the churches, what is he talking about? In Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. The time has come that the words he gave to the churches will come to pass, and the judgments will come upon the earth. The abomination will flourish until God will send his angels to reap the harvest of the wicked, and Satan will be bound. Do you hear that? Satan will be bound. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if Satan was all powerful, how could someone bind him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in another message that Jesus sent out called Message 88, which takes us a little bit deeper to this Satan being bound. This message was sent out November the 17th, 1968. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord sent by Jesus and brought by the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, says, Satan's power shall be bound, and he shall have no more temptation on mankind until the reign of peace. You hear that? The reign of peace, the millennium, shall be over. Did you hear that? Satan will be bound when Christ returns and do what he's going to do on this earth. One of the things that's going to happen is the millennial reign, when it comes in, there will be no Satan there. Why? Because he's going to be bound for a season. Amen. See, the devil is not all powerful, people.
And this, especially us as Christians, need to hear this. Amen. Because we have acted in many instances like he is. We have acted as though that what he can do is more powerful than the promises that the Lord has given unto us. And therefore, we take down to the enemy. We take down to his cunningness and his craftiness, and we take down to his works and the things that he's doing, and amen. And we treated him like he's all-powerful instead of God. But the Lord said, Satan will be bound. Hallelujah. His powers is going to be bound. And he's going to have no more temptation on mankind until the reign of peace, the millennium, is over. So during the reign of peace, there will be no Satan there to tempt man. In fact, Isaiah tells us that the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. The whole earth is going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Okay? And it tells you in Isaiah 11, how the wolf and the lamb is going to lie down together. And how these animals, if you look at the 11th chapter, it's giving you animals that usually is fighting. But the Lord said they're going to be able to lie down in peace. Why? Because during this millennium, it's going to be nothing but peace. There will be no devil to get stuff started. There will be no devil to get trouble going. He's going to be bound. He is not all-powerful, people. The all-powerful one is going to have him bound. God is so powerful that he can tell you what is going to be done before it's even done. Amen. Because what? He tells us in his word ahead of time what he's going to do to the enemy. Now, Satan has fooled many of his followers, and telling them that he had whooped Jesus and telling them that he's all powerful, and many of his followers believe him. But I want to say it to you that is listening, and perhaps you are a follower of Satan. Perhaps you are a witch or a warlock. You're in witchcraft, black magic, divination, sorcery, fortune telling. This is my word to you. You are being fooled. And you think that the devil is all out for your welfare. All he doing simply is using you. And when it gets to a point that you're not going to be usable to him anymore, he's going to destroy you. Now, he have made out to you like he's all powerful. But remember this, what Jesus says about the devil and his nature. He is the father of lies. He is a liar, okay? He cannot defeat God, never have defeat God, and hold on to your seats when I say this, and never will defeat God. It's not going to happen. Not even on God's weakest day. If he had one, the devil wouldn't be able to whoop him. In fact, when you read from the Bible, when Satan did his little uprising in heaven, that the Lord did not straightway fight the devil. He assigned Michael to do it. Why? Because it wouldn't have never been a fight. You know, there are some fights many of you have seen that's supposed to be a fight, but never turned out to be nothing. In fact, you either laughed at it, or you said the one that got beat down so horrible, why in the world would you even get in a fight like this? Well, guess what? That's how it would have been between Jesus and the devil. It would have never been a fight. So his powers is going to be bound. for a season, during the millennium, during the reign of peace here on this earth, there will be no Satan to tempt mankind. Amen. Until the millennium shall be over. That means that he's going to be bound for a season. And then after that, he's going to be released. Amen. Now, I want to come with a second witness. And this second witness is a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was able to witness of the commandments, judgments and statutes, precepts, and God's dealing with man through the Nephites. Hallelujah. A people called the Nephites who came over here, and they were a people who was of the house of Israel, of the house of Joseph, whom the Lord over here dealt with on this continent, gave his commandments and laws, precepts, statutes, judgments over here to a people over here. And once again, you have some that think that the Lord only dealt with the people over there in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But we fail to understand that the Lord created all men. And so out of the 12 tribes of Israel, we know at first to be named Jacob, he had 12 sons. And Judah, which where we get the Jews from, was not the only son of Israel. But once again, he had a son named Joseph. And these people come out up from the house of Joseph. They are of the house of Joseph. And the Lord led them over here to this nation called America. And he began to deal with them over here just like he dealt with the people over there in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. My God can give his commandments to whomsoever he will. And this is where some of us as Christians messed up, when we think that we are the only Christians whom God is speaking to. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are not the only Christians that God is speaking to. We're not the only Christians whom God is using. You do have some people who do think that way. Lord have mercy, because they're going to get an eye-opener soon. Now, through the Nephites witnessing of this message that I've given you tonight, there was one of God's servants over here of the Nephites named Nephi. And I want to read unto you what the Lord had given him or revealed unto him. Now, understand this, that when the Lord gives his word to one, can give the same word to another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because his protocol is the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's God's protocol. Amen. And so Nephi writes, and he, which is the Lord, gather his children from the four quarters of the earth. Talking about in his end time. And he numbereth his sheep. And they know him. Oh, that's a key. That's a key. Because everybody is not a sheep of the Lord. But they know him, is what Nephi said. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Wow. Come on, children of God. Wake up. The Lord said they're going to be one fold and one shepherd. Not a bunch of folds. And not a bunch of shepherds. Now, of course, we have what we know is under shepherds. But I'm talking about the main shepherds. It's only going to be one, people. And he goes on to say, and he shall feed his sheep, and in him they shall find pasture. And because of the righteousness of his people, Satan have no power. Wow. The Lord is telling us that whenever we walk and operate in righteousness, Satan has no power on us. Now, he said, wherefore, he cannot be loose, talking about who, Satan, for the space of many years, for he have no power over the hearts of the people. For they dwell in righteousness, and the Holy One of Israel reigneth. So he's telling you, during the reign, the complete and total reign. Hallelujah. On this earth. Amen. During the millennium. Hallelujah. Satan is going to be bound. He's going to be bound. He's going to be able to do a thing, people. Amen. He'll be able to do a thing. He is going to be bound by the power of God, by the word of the Lord. And we're going to look at a third witness, which is coming from the believers from what we know the book as the Bible. But he's going to be bound for a season. Amen. Oh, as my brothers would say, oh, happy day. What a glorious day it would be when the enemy is bound. Amen. The millennium reign of peace. You know, the world really can't fathom that kind of thought of a whole total world of peace for 1,000 years. But according to the word of God, when Jesus come here on this earth and reign, there will be. See, we know that there is peace in the presence of the Lord. That's why we know right now in heaven, talking about where the Lord God is, there is no wars, there's no fighting, there's no disturbance, because people are in a place where the presence of the Lord always abides. Therefore, it has to be peace there. And from what we've seen from the word of God, it is. Nothing but peace. Hallelujah. I know somebody can say amen to that. I know somebody can say amen to that. If the devil was all powerful, then nothing or no one should not be able to have him bound. But he's not. And he will be bound for a season. Amen.
The world during that time, no doubt, is going to be beautiful. When the peace of the Lord will cover the whole earth. And see, one of the reasons why I haven't covered the whole earth now is because Satan is doing his stuff. Amen. See, you will see more why the Lord had to kick him out from heaven. Because if he'd have let the devil stuck around, there would never have been peace up there in heaven. Amen. There would have never been no peace. The devil would have been always constantly starting something. Okay? Amen. He constantly would have been getting something going. So the Lord said, I got to cleanse my house. That's why personally in your houses, you have to cleanse out the evil people. Because it is the will of God and the desire of God for our homes to be in peace. Not in disturbance like some people think that, oh, that's just a part of life. Oh, yes. No, the Lord wants our homes to be in peace. And Satan has disturbed many homes. Put the evil away from the midst of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 20 in our Bibles here, and let's look at the witness of one John Revelator, the Bible being another witness and carrying witnesses of the Word of God. And one of these witnesses is through a man named John the Revelator, who God used to write the book of Revelation. To some people, this book of Revelation is referred to as the scary chapter. You know, through the years as a Christian, I have had like, two or three people ask me about Revelation. And I remember one of those people asked me, why is it that preachers won't preach from Revelation? I told them, well, some of them are scared. They're scared. Yeah, they're scared. Because Revelation, by some, is referred to as the scary chapter. See, Revelation definitely tells you about the end time. And it tells about some things that is to happen in the end time that is not really pleasant to be want to be heard. Like some Christians wouldn't want to read Revelation because, and this is where I heard a brother, now I heard a brother in Christ back in the year, I think this was like 1999 or 98, who was teaching a Bible at work, and it was amazing. We didn't start work till 7 at the place where we worked at, but he was allowed in what we call the break room to do a Bible study. It's supposed to be for 30 minutes from 6:30 to 7, but knowing that we had to be in our workstations at a certain time, you might as well say from 6:30 maybe to 6:50. And I remember for the first time, you know, coming out of his mouth, and at first I don't think I remember where he stood on this issue until he said these particular words this day. He said to the people that he was teaching, he said, did you know from Revelation chapter 4 to Revelation chapter 20 that the Lord was not speaking to the church? He was not speaking to his people. And when he said that, you know, like I said, he's doing the class. I won't go disturb him. But I was like, and he was the first person I heard say that, and he told him the reason why, because the church is not here. The church was raptured up. Amen. And I was like, what? You know, to myself. So you have some people that won't read Revelation because of that. You have some people that are scared to read Revelation because if they read especially chapter 13, they will hear about something about what the Antichrist is going to be doing towards the people of God. Hallelujah. Now, Revelation chapter 20, look what it says here. He said, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now, John the Revelator said, I saw this angel come down from heaven. He had the key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, if Satan was all powerful, how is it that an angel can lay hold on him and, okay, and bound him and bind him? Amen. Cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little season. Oh, that's interesting. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loose out of his prison. So according to the word of God through John the Revelator, that there will be this angel who is going to lay hold on Satan and bow him for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And which means that he's not going to be able to do anything. No, the devil. The devil, once he's bound, he's not going to be able to do anything. And the Bible said he was to be thrown into what is referred to a bottomless pit and shut him up. So there's a place there it's referred to as a bottomless pit, okay? And he's going to be shut up there. And even though he has power, his power is not going to be strong enough to get him out of there. He's going to be bound for a season, people. Satan is going to be bound for a season. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there should be some praising the Lord and clapping and all that going on, okay? Of course, I know this is something that the devil would want to hear and his followers, but this is the word of the Lord. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ this day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blessed word of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. what you're going to do. Thank you for blessing your people, blessing us this day. Thank you for blessing all those that have been listening. And Lord God, I ask that you will water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. So, Father, I magnify you and I lift you up. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. I know it was a short time, you people, but this is all I have this day. Thank God for that. Lord, say the same tomorrow. Brother Eddie Lee will be on with Full Gospel Message with Brother Lee. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.